fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 22nd day of May, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headlines at Drudge this morning continue to be concerning President Trump, and the White House is looking into the Obama administration's ordering into the FBI, probably the CIA, probably NSA, to conduct illegal activity. Illegal because there's protocols to be followed. And we'll be talking more about that. Prepper tip of the day. There's a free download on my website. It's a book older than a Christian Bible. The title of the book is The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. I was listening to an audio version of it the other day. I have my own copy. I have a couple of different copies, of course. It's mandatory reading in most military academies around the world, including our own, on one hand. On the other, we, being the USA, we clearly are not following the principles laid out in The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. It's a must-read book. It's sold, by the way, most bookstores carry it in the business book section because people involved in business realize the value of this book. We have a little bit different programming today. Our first hour will be joined by my friend Tim Spencer. The second hour we'll have Leon Green for about 20 minutes. He's back out at front site doing some training. So with no further ado, Tim, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today, John?
Well, no complaints. We're went from winter to summer with about maybe 10 days or so of spring, which has happened quite a few years in a row here. I called you last night. You were busy supervising children doing some work, and we're not aware of the breaking news that we now have what appears to be confirmation that Hussein Obama, his people that he had running the Department of Justice, were involved in illegal activity. Illegal because they did not follow proper protocols to engage in the activity they engaged in, which included bringing on board the British intelligence service MI6 to conduct surveillance. You know, we've had presidents be impeached and leave office. Let's look at President Nixon, for example. President Nixon hired a former FBI agent, G. Gordon Liddy, and G. Gordon Liddy had a team of men that he had hired in turn to do illegal activity on behalf of Richard Nixon. Now, those were clearly crimes on one hand. On the other, even Richard Nixon did not illegally engage the FBI to conduct illegal activity on his behalf. He did not engage the CIA to conduct illegal activity on his behalf. Richard Nixon did not bring on board the British intelligence service, MI6, to conduct illegal activity on his behalf, and which are all things that Hussein Obama did, as best we can tell, didn't he?
Yeah. In fact, I was just sitting here looking at the payouts made through the Department of Defense to this guy Halper, who spied on Trump or had Trump spied on after the election. Just amazing amounts of money. 2018, $411,000. 2016, $244,000.
Right. I believe it's $1 million total, total payout to this man.
He looks about like that.
Well, I've done covert operations. I've worked undercover. And the odds that they just engaged this one man to do this is slim to none. The odds are in favor of multiple agents, moles, spies, being engaged in the same type of activity. This just happens to be the one we know of.
That's correct. I absolutely agree.
That's the way these things are done. When you have basically unlimited, when you have the full resources of the United States government behind you to do whatever you want to do, why would you only have one spy? Of course, you're going to have more than one. In fact, I've been the target when I was the commander of the militia in St. Louis. I learned the identity of several, and I won't mention how many because there's still some issues there that will never go away. But I identified it sometimes pretty quickly, sometimes it took quite a while, but I identified a number of people who were spying on the Missouri militia that I was involved with. And what we were doing in St. Louis, Missouri was small potatoes compared to what was going on at that level of government. Here's my prognostication. People always want to know what my opinion is. Here's my opinion. First of all, I believe there's more than enough evidence, real evidence, what we've seen, and soon to be more real evidence, not speculation, not anything other than real evidence, which is evidence is in the form of two things. Documents and sworn testimony. That's evidence.
Right.
There's more than enough right now, and will be even more very quickly, to have articles of impeachment brought before the House Judiciary Committee, which is the only place articles of impeachment can be brought to impeach President Hussein Obama. So my prognostication is these articles of impeachment will be drafted. They will pass the Republican-controlled House Judiciary Committee, and Hussein Obama will be impeached. Now, that's a trial. An impeachment is a trial. And this trial will receive the same kind of notoriety that the O.J. Simpson trial received, which was a very bizarre piece of Americana, by the way.
I agree.
I've been part of the defense team of quite a few murder cases, and none of them took more than a few days, ever.
Right.
Typically one to one and a half days to pick a jury, and then you have the opening arguments. You have the on both the prosecutor and defense, Then you have the prosecutor puts on his case, which typically takes 1 or 2 days, sometimes three. And then the defense puts on their case, which rarely takes more than a day, sometimes 2 days. And then it goes to the jury. So this will be international news. All the satellite vans will be set up outside the United States Congress with all the talking heads. And as this impeachment proceeding goes forward, there will be a buzz built up on behalf of all these TV networks as we get closer and closer to a decision. And when Hussein Obama is convicted, that's when all hell will break loose. That's my prognostication. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm getting signals from other private sources that something really, really big is in the works for this country before the end of the year. And this certainly raises to the level of one of the possibility of a scenario that has legs. This scenario does have legs. Some flight of fancy that could bring about massive turmoil, assuming the conviction would happen before the end of October when it starts cooling down. They need the hot weather to really get these cities to burn to the ground, which is their goal. They need the hot weather to do that, don't they, Tim?
Well, yeah, they do. But, you know, what I'm wondering is if it'll even go as far as an impeachment, just for precisely the reasons you said. You know, I know we've got one group of in government that wants to bring this country down completely. But also, you know, we have a part of government that wants to not only maintain the status quo, but perhaps improve things slightly. And, you know, I could see those two groups going head-to-head, you know, with the people that want to destroy the country, same thing, you know, pushing for Obama's impeachment. You know, I could actually see that happening, even though they're, you know, pretty much Obama supporters. So, you know, I would also, you know, in my wildest dreams, like to see Hillary impeached. God knows there's enough evidence to impeach her, too.
Well, there is, and the evidence there is in the Clinton Foundation. That's where the bodies are buried, in the Clinton Foundation. Yeah. The Latin term is quid pro quo, where she gives a $250,000 speech, and then something happens on behalf of the group that paid her.
As obvious as it can be.
Yeah, it is. It's in our face. It's in our face.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the only collusion we're aware of any consequence that means anything is collusion between Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the Russians, such as the uranium deal. That certainly raises to the top of the list, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and now with all these emails that the Podesta's put out, which shows direct connection, I believe it was during the campaign with the Russians. I mean, the state actors in Russia, you know, it shows direct collusion of everything they've been accusing Trump of doing, you know, the same types of things.
Right. Real evidence as opposed to speculation and made up dossiers, right?
Correct.
Well, average Joe and Jane American out here, they catch snippets of what's going on from television. That's how most people get their news. Or I understand people can get news off Facebook. I didn't know that could even happen, but if they do, that's fine. But there's a percentage of Americans who actually do understand these matters. I've been watching some Fox News commentators, and They generally have a pretty good handle on what's going on, who the players are, why they were doing what they were doing, and the consequences. They seem to have a pretty good handle on all that, which tells me this will move forward. This will take on a life of its own. There's the pushback from the liberals, the Democrats, the socialist communists, has been pretty lame. They're now accusing President Trump of using the Department of Justice to go after his political enemies, which is pretty lightweight given the evidence that's in our face, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I read through, I forgot the gentleman's name in Congress, but apparently he's the guy that's going to be head of the new subcommittee or justice, I guess it is. And anyway, he's come up with 5 points to impeach Trump on, and to me, they're all super weak. You know,
is that Swalwell?
I'm not sure, John. You know me, I read so much and I confuse names and I get interrupted.
He's been one of the talking heads for the Democratic liberals. Impeaching President Trump is not going to happen. Our only place articles of impeachment can originate is from the House Judiciary Committee, which is,
that's
of course, Republican.
He's going to be the new head of that if the Democrats take the House and Senate.
They're not going to. They're not. That's a fantasy. They're not.
I tend to agree with you.
I think that the American public is smarter than that. I hope they are. They need to be. Articles of impeachment coming out of the House Judiciary Committee, controlled by Republicans, simply won't happen. Controlled by Democrats, they would be foolish to initiate anything unless they can demonstrate evidence of high crimes and treason, which they can't and they won't because it's non-existent.
Right. Well, I think one of the two I found the most incredulous that they listed was the emollients clause, where he can't be paid anything from foreign governments. Well, he hasn't been paid anything from foreign governments. It's all private business, which he was in before he was president.
Right.
And the other one is obstruction of justice for firing Comey.
Right. Well, that's hardly obstruction of justice. That's something that needed to happen.
I agree.
Hardly. And that's one of the presidential powers, is to hire and fire the heads of executive branches. That's what they do. That's what an executive does, is hire and fire. So that's a bunch of silliness. That's not going to happen. And that's grandstanding on the part of that Republican who's putting that stuff out. He's playing to his base that wants to hear this stuff. They know that there's no substance there. They're doing it to play to their base and to try to get reelected is what they're doing.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. And, of course, I was reading this in the New Yorker, and they're cheering it on, you know, telling one part of one side of the story, you know, and making everything as if, all these awful things Trump has done, when reality is I can't see that he's broken a single law, John.
No, not at all. Well, since you and I talked last night, I've been thinking about this. Now, it's been not quite 18 months, not quite a year and a half since President Trump took his oath of office, I guess about 16 months. My belief is that he knew most of this pretty quickly after he became president about what Hussein Obama was doing. I also believe that he had to get all his ducks in a row to clean house at the Department of Justice and the FBI and the CIA before he could move forward with what he knew, to make sure that at the top levels of management, he had people that he knew and could trust.
Right.
And so that's why he, you know, despite finding this out, probably if he didn't know all this by the end of February 2017, I'd be shocked. Of course he did.
Well, I'd be very shocked. I'm sure he knew.
Of course he did. And once he found this out, he took measures to make sure he would be victorious. Here's our break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient, and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of May. The promotion going with Front Sight and Republic Broadcasting has been extended to June the 2nd. If you go to RBN's website, you'll find it there pretty quick. This is something that will help you and help Republic Broadcasting. So click on there. Get the training. It's a for $500 you get a membership, lifetime membership. It's worth $25,000 plus. This is a win-win situation. You win, Republic Broadcasting wins. Whoever you, in fact, this lifetime membership is transferable to a person of your choosing upon your death. That's pretty neat too, isn't it? So it just continues giving. So check that out. We're taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. There's the commentary coming from the left for the past 2 years, plus 2.5 years, since President Trump announced his candidacy. they basically, and not only them, but the mainstream, the country club Republicans, they dismissed Donald Trump as being a neophyte, as being a buffoon, as being a person who didn't quite have a grasp on political reality. They keep getting themselves proven wrong time and time again, don't they, Tim?
Oh, yeah. And the one I love the most is that Obama himself came out and made a categorical statement. And I think the quote was, Donald Trump will never be president.
That's right.
You know, I remember that one. And as soon as I heard him say that, I said, oh, don't be so sure. People make statements like that.
Right, right. Well, clearly he was underestimated and not taken seriously. When he started winning primaries, one by one, the Republican candidates were dropping out as they saw they did not have this. But here's something that it was, I don't know how unique, but pretty unique in modern politics. President Trump's campaign did not have brick-and-mortar offices around the United States. In fact, the only one that he had was locally in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. I know one of the men who helped put it together and was help running it, a very, very dear friend of mine. And that was sort of out of the box for a presidential campaign, not to have brick-and-mortar offices, at least one in each state, in one of the major cities in each state. Highly unusual. But Donald Trump's a lot of things, but he's not stupid. He's a very bright man. And he brings on board very bright advisors. And I know back in 2008, there was a lot of comment on Hussein Obama making use of social media. Well, Donald Trump's taken the use of social media to a whole new level, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he has. He has, especially Twitter.
Here's what people think. They think Donald Trump wakes up in the residence at the White House there on the third floor, has a cup of coffee, and then extemporaneously, spontaneously, starts typing out little tweet things.
That couldn't be farther than the truth.
Here's what happens. Here's what happens. There's a focus group of very bright, very well-educated men and women who are politically savvy, understand psychology, understand these platforms, understand the goals they want to achieve and how to achieve them. And this focus group, they're the ones who compose the tweets, of course, with President Trump having full authority to edit or change or delete or add to, having the final say because he is the president. But the focus group is the one that comes up with these tweets to achieve the goals that they want to achieve. And they've been quite successful, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, they have. They have. You know, and what is so unique, no matter what they come up with, he puts it into his own words, the wording, the phraseology that people are used to hearing from him.
That's right.
And, you know, that just gives that personal touch. It shows, to me, it shows that he is definitely in on it instead of just handing his account over to his staff and saying, do it.
Right, right.
So I like that personal touch.
Right. Well, it's been about 80 years ago or so that President Roosevelt was doing this with what his fireside chats, and you know, radio in the 1930s was the equivalent of smartphones. Now it was how people could get at least one way communication, and it was marvelous. It was cutting edge. It was almost like magic for most people most of the time to be out in the wilderness of the Ozarks and have a battery powered radio to pick up a radio station from St. Louis or Chicago or New York. It was almost like magic. Right. Here's our Bottom of the Hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our prep tip of the day about the Art of War, that's a free download at my website. You'll find other free downloads there that are you'll find interesting and educational books that I've read myself that I think will help you understand the world we live in. Also, my website, we have a new tile. It says boycott Dick's Sporting Goods. We need to see them bite the dust and go into bankruptcy. Field & Stream Sporting Goods, same thing, same company. They no longer support the Second Amendment, so they don't deserve your patronage. Also, my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner because you've got arthritis pain, I'm the guy that boxes them up by taking the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri. If you have a joint pain, back pain, same thing. The energy cleaner will help you get relief. Not getting a great night's sleep? What are you waiting for? When you sleep is when you heal. You need a good night's sleep. The energy cleaner will help you with that also. Only $285 shipping included. That may sound like a lot of money for some of you, and I understand that it is on one hand. On the other, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. I have everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And all you need to do is go to my website, choose the mattress pad you want to go with your energy cleaner, That would be a twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. And keep. I have a toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. And Tim, you have a very special product that you fabricate yourself and sell. It's a home library, more than 1,000 books and publications. Tell us about that.
Well, what it is an 8-gigabyte flash drive, John. It has over 1,570 publications on it. All of them, I think, would be of use to most people, with exception of some of the military manuals that are on there. But who knows? Things could come up. Also have a couple hundred generator manuals, which I could see as being very useful.
Oh, yeah. I found one. A buddy of mine, he had a military generator. He could not get a manual for it to save his life, and I got one off the flash drive. I printed it out on three-hole punch paper, put it in a binder. He was like a kid getting a new bicycle for Christmas. He was so happy.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, but anyway, it's just got all kinds of good, really good information on it. Bad part is right now I'm out. Sold the last one I had this weekend. I need to put a temporarily out-of-stock thing on the website. But I will have more back in, not exactly sure when, hopefully within the next 10 days. But occasionally I forget and forget to order them in advance because, I only sell maybe two or three a month, and I just don't look in the box to see how many I have left.
Right.
So that's my fault. Nobody else's, my fault. I got the last one going out today, couldn't ship it yesterday because we had no internet and couldn't print out the postage
label. Right. Well, I know you'll get more in stock, and you'll be able
to take
care of that. And that's all. The index to read up and to find out all the books and publications is right there, the table of contents.
We have plenty of paper in your printer, folks, if you want to print it. It's 53 pages.
Right. Well, it's good to know what you're getting, and all the details are there.
Oh, I agree.
Okay, well, getting back to the topic at hand. We just had a new director of Central Intelligence appointed yesterday. That's right. A good thing. I think she's well qualified to run the CIA. Donald Trump has got all his ducks in a row. He could not find out about this and then just use people there that he could not trust in these agencies.
I agree.
We have decades. It wasn't just Hussein Obama. It was two Bushes, George Bush and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. We got four presidents for all those decades going back to when the first George Bush was elected, who were appointing people that became part of the deep state to run these agencies.
Yeah, exactly.
And they, in turn, the people running them, hired people that felt the same way. They wanted to become part of the deep state. So what a challenge President Trump would have to vet, that's V-E-T, Victor Echo Tango, to vet men and women who've been there for decades with their careers and their agendas to either fire them or promote them to an office in Alaska where they can do no harm, or to get people in place. It's almost impossible to fire a federal employee, by the way, except the very top guy running it. It's kind of ironic. It's more difficult to fire the janitor at the CIA than it is to fire the head of the CIA.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is true.
I know, but that's our system. So he had to go through all that, and it took him all this time from when he took office in January until May of this year, not quite a year and a half. to get all his ducks in a row and move forward to clean house and have a proper investigation into the illegal, and I emphasize the word illegal, activity conducted by the Hussein Obama administration.
Well, I'm hoping that some of these people like Comey and Brennan and people like that will actually get prosecuted. I doubt it, but I hope that they do. You know, it would go a long way towards restoring the faith of the American people in their government. You know, the average guy on the street can see all these crimes committed, you know, and if he has one too many beers and drives to the corner store, they lock him up for forever, you know, and take everything he owns pretty much.
Right.
You know, but they see all these high crimes and nothing ever happens to the people. And I can see why that would make people lose confidence in our government. It's made me lose confidence.
Right. Well, these things need to happen. John Brennan is a Muslim. I don't know if he's a communist, but he is a Muslim, publicly stated. He was engaged in activity that was most likely criminal. Loretta Lynch, same way. Hussein Obama, same way. Mr. Comey, the same way. This activity was taking place at the very highest levels of government. And it needs to be addressed. We need to have a proper investigation by qualified independent investigators who will find the evidence, and evidence is, once again, documents and affidavits, sworn statements. That's evidence. And the evidence is there, waiting to be recovered. Now, documents these days, of course, includes emails. And so the evidence is there, waiting to be recovered, organized, put into a proper format that it can be used for a prosecutor. The prosecution might take place in the House Judiciary Committee in the form of impeachment. It may take place in the federal court system. But these things need to happen. They need to move forward and move forward and damn the torpedoes is my attitude. How about you, Tim?
Well, yeah, me exactly. But regardless, I still want to see even the people we are convinced are guilty, I still want to see them have a fair and impartial trial, if that's even possible.
Well, that's our system.
I would still like to see them have that trial, a public trial.
Right. I'm kind of surprised that people like John Brennan haven't booked a flight to a place with no extradition, like Chile. That would be a blatant admission of guilt, obviously, but I'm sure that's being considered by some of these people, wouldn't you think?
It's got to be, John. It's got to be.
If they know what they did, first of all. It's becoming more obvious that they also know that what they did will be exposed.
Right.
And
well, it's like that during the campaign when Hillary says that if that bastard wins, we all hang, or words to that effect, we all have a noose around our neck, whatever it was exactly she said.
Exactly.
You know, she knew it. She knew it then.
Of course she did, because she was up to her eyeballs in these illegal activities. We have a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Glenn.
I hope you don't mind. This is off topic from the political. John, you just spoke about printing out a generator manual from the Lester, I think. And, you know, something popped into my mind about the generators that keeps coming up. I think it's important to emphasize. You always talk about people needing to have specific parts available for their firearms, you know, backup parts and having them ordered in and stuff like that. And I would suggest that this similar principle applies for the generators. And I've been involved in situations in recent years where various house soldiers had to resort to generators. And, of course, having a transfer switch that feeds the outlets in the house is great. But when people tend to think about, once they have the generator, they think, well, you know, I've got a generator and, you know, I just have to keep putting gasoline in it and, well, maybe have a quart of oil for it or something like that. But If you look at these generator manuals, you'll see that the lifetime rating for the engines is, some of them are like 700 hours or something like that, you know. And no, obviously,
and not even that, going, the brushes go in.
Steal my thunder, Tim. Fine, be that way. That, damn it,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, obviously the engines themselves are most likely going to last, you know, longer than that if you, you know, keep an eye on the spark plug, the oil and stuff. But yes, Tim nailed it, the brushes. I found out the hard way, like, the one generator I work with is a WEN, W-E-N, and WEN has a very good support website, and apparently the small engine repair guy who worked on the carburetor for me tells me that it's basically a Honda engine, though they don't advertise that. Honda engines typically cost a couple hundred dollars more. The brushes, they have extensive parts available, and I think I've heard another call, I forget his name, talk about this. You really, I found, you know, like, ooh, I didn't order brushes. And it's those contact brushes that are going to keep your electricity flowing. And though they're called brushes, they're really more like metal rubbing block contact type things, you know, in most cases.
Right.
But yeah, if you can swap out, and the brushes are relatively easily accessible from a housing on the side and can be swapped out in, you know, less than an hour. And so if your generator's running and all of a sudden your power starts to blink and you're, you know, it's not working, you know, it could be the brushes, you know, that affects the regularity and the voltage and everything else. The other thing I'd say about the generators is, in the event of a long-term civil disruption in running your hobby farm or wherever it is you are, it might pay to be ready to live without electricity, you know.
Oh, absolutely, go ahead.
How am I going to live when my generator dies? Yeah.
Right. And not only that, you know, if you're in a suburban area where, you know, people are actually hungry, they see light at night, you've got light security and noise security issues. Like you said, it might be better just to live without electricity.
Or you might be forced. Like, even if you had a backup generator, and then if you think in terms of if something extended into a period of months, you know, you might have to say, how do I go back living in the 1800s? You know, or how do I go about, even if I can keep my water running, how do I live without electricity? Because that, you know, that could be an eventuality you might have to face, even if you have generators. So, all right, that was it.
I agree.
Just okay. To me. Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Next, we go to Ted in Honolulu. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, good morning, John and Tim. We're still here, regardless of, thank you. The volcano hadn't got us yet, but we got sore eyes from the smoke over here. But
really?
How far are you from that mess?
Well, I'm on Oahu, which is, we're about 200 miles northwest of there. So a lot of people, they hear Hawaii, and they think that we're all just one big piece of ground, but we're actually eight major islands and comprising the state of Hawaii. So we're not really affected directly, but we do get the smoke, and when the winds blow the wrong way, it can be quite bad. So we're hoping that won't happen. But, I heard Jimmy Gensling yesterday, John, just the end of your show, because it comes on quite early here. It's going on 4 in the morning here. But he made a statement which really touched me, but he talked about grassroots involvement by the people, that we have to get involved with the government on a grassroots level. And it really motivated me. I want to do something in Hawaii regarding the school safety, which I know is one of your specialties, John, working with security and things and firearms. But I don't know if people have really thought it through, but, you know, the gun laws are all, our Constitution is really designed for things to be done locally, laws made locally, grassroots. I believe our whole Constitution is set up that way, to be done locally, city, state, and then going up to federal for a last resort. And our laws in Hawaii for guns laws, but there are laws, but it's just nobody's enforcing them. But here they enforce them. But you might be surprised to know most of our laws here in Honolulu about guns are set by the Board of Health.
Really?
And, they check your medical records, hospital records, you name it. They check you, and they follow up. And if there's a restraining order, any kind of thing against a person, they take your guns away automatically.
How about that?
So
you want to hold on to the break, Todd?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, we got our last break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of May. Todd, let's wrap up your comments here.
Okay. My comment is that it's occurred to me that the school safety issue is not just about guns, but the Democrats, they have their agenda, which they don't want a solution, apparently, unless they get one, which would be take the guns away. But I believe it's at heart, it's an immigration issue with them. Because if you start having to ID students to get into the schools, if you're controlling who gets in and out of the schools, which, like the airports, they do, they would have to have IDs. And I realize that's really what they're against, because there are many undocumented students in the public schools.
Well, that wouldn't be an issue, Todd. They would all the illegal aliens would all be given IDs. That's a given. They already have IDs at most of these big schools, so that's not really an issue, Todd.
Well, why do you think that it's not been addressed? Why do you think nothing's been done about school safety
The inner cities have had metal detectors and been on restricted access for decades. in the city of St. Louis, my hometown, it's been that way for decades. It just hasn't spread to the outlying areas, which is going to happen. But getting into a high school in St. Louis, Missouri, is like going through airport security. That's exactly what it's like, and that's just going to be taken to the outlying areas now, and not just the inner cities. That's what will happen.
Well, it's not that way here at all. They're wide open. They're not even secure. They don't have any.
No, if you've been through airport security, you know what it's like to get inside a high school in St. Louis, Missouri. Okay? Well, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's my point. I'm a retired airline pilot, and I think we need an airport security model for the schools.
We already got the model, and it does work. These inner cities, these youngsters would be cutting each other up and shooting each other if they didn't have that level of security. That would be a daily occurrence.
Okay. Well, jumping over to your topic about interference with foreign governments and elections, Lou Dobbs had a great little part of his program last night showing that Obama interfered in six different nations' elections, Israel, Egypt, Libya, to name a few. He was involved in overthrowing governments. But
that's right.
Israel, he tried very much to stop Netanyahu from being elected with money, with people, agents there. And my wife is an Israeli citizen, so she knows a lot how hard Obama tried to get the government kicked out there. But he didn't succeed, and Trump succeeded also getting in.
Right,
so,
right. Well, chances are, he wasn't using public funds, he was probably committing no crime, but he committed enough genuine U.S. crimes that he could and should be impeached and found guilty. Ted, we're out of time here. Thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Tim, you got any thoughts or comments you want to make before we wrap up this show here?
Well, what Ted was talking about as far as school security, you look at a place like where I live here, there is no school security. Other than the fact everybody's got a gun.
Right.
You know, when I say, I'm not saying the teachers carry in school. I hope they do. But, everybody's got one in the truck.
Right. So, right. Teachers and students both. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. That's welcome to the Ozarks. Yep. It's especially during deer season. Boys and girls both go deer hunting. And they'll go deer hunting before school and after school and keep that 30-30 lever-action Winchester in the pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, thank you, sir. Enjoy the day.
Enjoyed it. Good Lord willing, and creek don't rise. See you Thursday morning.
Yes, sir. See you then. Thank you, sir. We got a top-of-the-hour break. Bye-bye. Back to Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.